Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and get comfortable. But not too comfortable. It's the WCHL Podcast with WCHL Commissioner Christopher Perry and Andrew Majorkurt.
Yes, indeed. This is the WCHL Podcast. I am the Commissioner Christopher Perry on the other end of the line. It's my very best friend in the entire world. It's Andrew Majorkurt. Andrew, say hello to the people.
Yo, yo, yo.
Andrew, as always with the podcast, the best parts of the podcast are either right before or right after.
Yeah.
And right before we hit record, we had a very special guest.
Yeah, we did.
Your lovely daughter.
Yeah, we did.
She's excited. Her birthday is tomorrow.
It is.
And apparently you're doing things right because it is going to be a weekend celebration just for her.
Yeah, all about her. But I don't know how that's any different than any other day around here.
A fancy dinner tonight.
Yep, fancy dinner tonight.
A family celebration tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then a celebration with friends and family at a local hotel overnight slumber party on the weekend.
Saturday night into Sunday. How about that?
Followed by a Sunday brunch.
Followed by a Sunday brunch. Yeah. Can't forget that one.
We're going to stuff ourselves, I understand, with Chick-fil-A and crumble cookies.
Yep. I'm
telling you what, Andrew, what a life. What a life you lead.
I think me and the little man are going to duck out on the Saturday night Chick-fil-A dinner, and we might go somewhere else.
I would duck out after getting the Chick-fil-A dinner, and then I'd come home and eat it all.
Yeah, there you go. Eat in peace, right?
Eat in peace. Wow, Andrew, you are up against it. That was exciting. Happy birthday to your little girl.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I could not get over. Well, number one, I couldn't get over how old she is.
Yes.
And how old she sounded. I also couldn't get over the fact that for her birthday, you're allowing her not to go to school that day.
That's all her and her mother.
What a great message we're sending to the youth of America.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. You don't need to go to school.
Yeah. I was informed that is the thing nowadays. Not to go to school on your birthday.
And then I also heard an awful lot of different terminology that I don't know how in the world. Now your daughter is, we don't want to say how old she's going to be, but she's, what would this be? She's like a Gen Z or something, or?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what Gen Z is. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I call her hipster millennial.
Okay, hipster millennial. But I mean, we heard Alpha and Sigma and Riz and
yeah. What is it? Alpha. She's the Alpha Sigma Rizzler. I think is what she informed me tonight.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, you're not old enough to have any Riz, kid. Quit it.
She can quote unquote slay is the other.
There we
other
go.
Thing that I've heard.
Yeah, and she said that she was going to eat so much, she's going to be a big back.
A big back, yes.
What the heck is a big back?
A big back is a parody song sung by the Cinco Comedy, is what it looks like.
Okay.
C-I-N-C-O-M-E-D-Y. So Cinco and comedy combined into one word.
Okay. Cinco Comedy, yeah.
It is pretty funny. it's pretty funny.
But what does it mean? It just means that they eat a lot, or they eat so much that they grow a big back?
Yep. That's kind of the context of the song is you eat a lot of snacks, you eat a lot of food, your back grows big, you got a big back, something like that, yeah.
I guess that means Chris qualifies as a big back, huh? Yikes.
That is all I heard that week that I was at camp with the sixth grade boys and all that stuff was the calling each other big backs. They'd get into the snacks. Hey, you big back. Hey, big back this, big back that. And I'm like, oh my Lord.
Wow.
hush already.
you and your wife, God bless you. You're doing it semi right. I would make the young lady go to school myself. But wow, sounds like you're having a great celebration.
Yes. Yeah. We got her wildest March hair, bougie as all get out. And then, we got the little one hanging around. So yeah, we're living the best life right here.
You are living the life.
Yes, jeez, we are.
Well, and Andrew, you also informed that you are not coming to us tonight live from the garage.
I am not.
You have upgraded.
I have upgraded once again. I am moving on up. And I have upgraded to the ironing board.
The ironing board. Come on. Andrew, I think it's fair to say you are officially in the closet.
I am in the closet.
Yes. For this podcast, Andrew is officially in the closet.
I am in the closet. They felt bad for me last week because it was a little chilly and I was in the garage. Then they felt sorry. They said I talk too loud and I keep little man up because his room's right next to the garage.
Yeah.
So they say I talk too loud. I keep the little man up at night. Then they also felt sorry for me just ever so slightly. I might add, they felt sorry for me.
Right.
It was 30 degrees outside tonight. So they didn't think it would be adequate for me sitting in the garage while I recorded this. So their suggestion was, why don't you just go to the closet, the back closet, and just sit back there and do it. So here I am.
Andrew, we can read that many different ways, but it's fair to say you're officially in the closet, Andrew.
I am in the closet for the next little while. Well, that's right.
I'm not going to out you tonight, so that's okay. Andrew, we had no games last week, which means this should be a short podcast. All right, everybody, see you later. Goodbye.
Yep, see you later. No games. Talk for a few minutes. Right. Catch you next week.
All right, see you later. Oh, hey, sorry about that. It was, get that music going. No games to report. It was Thanksgiving weekend. There was a time, Andrew, when I was involved. It's 2024. I've been involved.
We played with right through.
I was going to say, there was a time I've been involved with the ACHA now for 22 something odd years. And there were times Robert Morris University in Chicago would hold a Thanksgiving tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been there once or twice for Thanksgiving.
yeah, we have.
Yeah, there were times when you know people just played right on through Thanksgiving. It was rare, don't get me wrong. I mean, we only had like 30 or 40 teams at the time, and maybe 10 teams played. We always tried to build in, unless we had a special occasion. We never played at home on Thanksgiving. We would always go somewhere for Thanksgiving to a special event, a tournament type thing.
Yep, go to Chicago for a little turkey shout and go from there, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, wow, the ACHA Men's Division One has gotten smart. No games whatsoever on the Thanksgiving week, which means no new ranking. We still suffered along with the same ranking as we had last week.
So everybody's going to have 2 weeks to wipe about this ranking that's out.
Oh, boy. Hey, Andrew, you would be surprised. The amount of moaning and groaning I've heard about the rankings.
Do we need to, because it was 18 days since Ohio played a game last week. Do we need to add another 7-1? It's been 25 days since they've played a game of hockey and they jumped to the number one ranking.
What's higher than number one? Whatever's higher than number one, that's where they've moved up to.
Just don't play and just keep going up.
Don't play and you'll eventually get the trophy.
That's right.
Oh, I just heard, I heard so much. There was one gentleman who I really like, and he was going on and on about how, you know, if you've won games, he was going through the rankings, and there's a team that's, you know, 15-2. Well, it was Drury. 15-1. Yeah. But they're ranked number 9. They should be up there. They've won the most games, so they and Jamestown should be 1-2.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Northwood should be, you know, they've won 14 games. They should be way up there. And I just thought to myself, man, you know, tell me you don't understand the rankings without telling me you don't understand the rankings.
Yeah, nothing. We you know, we talked to Drury a little bit last week, and you know, they swept OU. So, you know, that's two quality wins they've got.
Right.
But overall, their body of work for this season, Yeah, kind of, you could kind of shrug your shoulders a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So being around that, being in the top 10, they should be, you know, that's a great spot for them. Being around that 10, 9, 10, 8, you know, maybe 11, 12.
Sure.
Should be suffice for those guys, because, you know, their body of work is not, you know, let's say it's not like what Ohio's done. It's not what Adrian's done. And it's not what Liberty has done. And that's your top three right now, right?
Yeah, I thought that argument was just kind of, I didn't get it, because I think it rewards mediocrity. You can load up with cupcakes and go undefeated, and under that argument, you should be number one.
Yeah.
Whereas if you play some
weight to it.
Yeah, let's factor in your strength of schedule, and, you know, which this does, the ranking that we use factors in the strength of schedule, because it...
Mm-hmm.
Like it says, like we said before, it assesses and reassesses the entire season every week.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know,
you know, Oklahoma's up there. They got 13 wins on the season so far, you know, but, you know, they have a little bit better body of work to it, you know, because they're going to play the Colorados. They're going to play the Central Oklahomas.
Yeah.
Who do they play out west this year, off the top of your head?
They're going to San Diego.
San Diego. So, yeah. You know, I don't know if that really helps out much, but,
Diego,
but on the eastern side of this conference, you know, with the Colorados and the Central Oklahomas and Missouri States, I mean, it's no slouch over here, right?
No. And that's why, and that's why you look over onto the other side of the conference, UNLV and Utah and Grand Canyon. They're the three top ranked teams out of the Western Collegiate League that are in the rankings.
Yeah, because they sit over there and hammer on each other.
Because that's just a killer side of the conference. Yeah. So anyways, we had a lot of some moaning and groaning about the we had an extra week to moan and groan about the rankings.
I'm glad.
Yes. Yes, I gave thanks for that extra week.
I'm glad.
The in terms of ACHA news, we don't really have an awful lot of ACHA news. There was an announcement that came out about the ACHA continuing its Prospect Showcase series. Last year, they did it in three locations around the country. It was in New Jersey, in Las Vegas, and also up at Adrian, Michigan. And this is an event where men and women who are looking to be seen, basically, by ACHA schools. It's a thing where they can go get put onto a team, go through get some coaching, some practices under their belts, and then play in some three showcase type games where they can show their wares and, you know, let coaches see if they're any good or not.
Yep. There used to be one down in our neck of the woods down in Dallas.
Yeah.
And it was those Christian colleges, wasn't it, that did it? The TCHC or whatever it was. Didn't they do a showcase thing?
The Christian colleges. the Texas Collegiate Hockey. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever that was, whatever that thing was. But, yeah, they did something similar to that, right?
They did, yeah. There's a number of ones that do it around the country. And the ACHA, last year they did it in three locations. They've added another two locations for the 2025 year. They're, in addition to New Jersey and Las Vegas and Adrian, Michigan, they're going to St. Louis and to Fargo, North Dakota.
There so, St. Louis is a hotbed. There's a lot of hockey players up there.
Yeah, I mean, they've got it East Coast covered with New Jersey, and then they've got Michigan and covered, and then it seems with you know, the Midwest with St. Louis, and then the Upper Midwest with North Dakota, because that Fargo is right there on the border with Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then you go far out west to Vegas.
Yeah, so lots of hockey players out that way too. So that's
opportunities.
Nice little map they've got there.
So men and women, ages, birth years 2004 to 2009 are eligible to participate, and they get to learn about the ACHA. They get to meet with coaches, and it's a pretty good little event put on by the ACHA along with Joey Caprio from Capper Hockey Services. And it should be a good thing. But otherwise, that was the only news that came out, Andrew.
That's cool. And I don't remember, and they may have put out the posting on it. Did the ACHA ever issue their guidelines on matching what the NCAA is doing with the Canadian Hockey League kids?
Well, let me tell you. let me tell you here. I can, yes, the actual The answer to the question is yes. I'm trying to get to it. The ACHA in its wisdom has said basically we're going to follow what the NCAA does. However, in order for us to make this rule effective in the ACHA, we have to do it at our national meeting in Nashville. So they put out the ACHA, Craig Barnett, put out a statement to the membership on Saturday, November 16th, and it just said it recognized that the NCAA legislation voted last week to allow CHL players to play starting August 1st, 2025. And that's only to compete at the NCAA Division I level. And here's the part here for us. It says, I believe this presents a great opportunity for the ACHA to not only grow the sport of men's hockey by tapping into an additional pool of talent, but also to provide more opportunities for prospects who choose the U.S. college hockey pathway. According to the ACHA manual, we must wait until our annual meeting in May to discuss and approve amending our bylaws to allow CHL prospects to compete. However, at this time, the board and staff of the ACHA are supportive of the recent NCAA policy change and plan to present an official proposal for review and discussion at the annual meeting. Long story short, the NCAA floated a balloon in the summer and said, hey, CHL players are coming, and they made it official in November. Consider this statement that was issued in the middle of November. This is the ACHA's balloon. Saying, hey, they're coming, and it's going to get made official in May. I have advised the programs who I've talked to about it, who have asked me, recruit away. I mean, they're coming. They're coming. It's going to happen. So now there are two things that concern me, or I shouldn't say two things that concern me. There are two things that I think are going to have to be addressed. Right now, in our ACHA policy, it says that if you're a CHL player, you lose a year of eligibility for every year you've played in the CHL. Let's just back up. Right now in the ACHA, the CHL rule is if you play 10 games or less, you're eligible in the ACHA. If you've played 11 games or more of CHL, major junior hockey, you're ineligible.
Right.
And we have two other restrictions. One is if you, for every year that you've played, you lose a year of eligibility. So if you played 1 year, 10 games, you're eligible to play ACHA, but instead of having 5 years to play, you only have four. The other restriction that we have is men's Division I teams are limited to having five CHL players on their roster. Division II teams are limited to only having three major junior players on their roster, and Division III players are only allowed to have one. And that's basically so that, you know, these teams don't stack up, especially at the lower divisions.
Right.
Don't stack up. Now, the reason I bring it up as a concern, I think when this happens in Nashville at our annual meeting in May of 2025, we're going to have to get rid of those two restrictions.
Yeah, make it, yeah. All or, if you're doing it, you're doing it. If not, you're not,
right? Exactly. So I think I have recommended, and I've had discussions with the ACHA powers that be, that we do get rid of those restrictions. I mean, let's face it. There's not a lot of kids currently playing in the ACHA that had major junior experience.
Right.
And there's no team stacking up. There's no Division I teams that have five kids. There's no Division II teams that have three kids. There have been a Division III team that's had one or more, one at least. I don't think those curbs, those boundaries, those restrictions might be too restrictive. We'll have to get rid of that, I think.
Yeah.
And, but it's coming. It's coming. So awesome. The ACHA has floated, like I said, floated the balloon in November, said it's coming in May. And I'm telling everybody who will listen, recruit away, go for it, go get them. They're not eligible to play until August 1st of 2025, but it's coming. It's going to happen.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be good. Hopefully they can get some of those kids down here in the ACHA and like I said, boast the level of, hockey that we got here, right?
It's going to be interesting. We're going to see the impact. You know, CHL players are coming to NCAA Division I. They're not allowed to go play NCAA Division III. The rule is staying in effect for NCAA D3. So that's where the ACHA sees an opportunity to jump in.
Yeah, and grab those kids.
Yeah, hey, if you can't make it to a D1 team, you're more than welcome to come to us.
Yep.
But it'll also be interesting to see how, what effect this has on the, not on the ACHA, but on the junior leagues here in America and on the junior leagues specifically, most importantly, probably up there in Canada, because it's really going to, mess with the, I think their player model, and their financials up there in Canada, simply because of the scholarship opportunities that they offer up there.
Right. Yeah. It might turn this whole thing on here, right?
Well, and it could turn a lot, yeah. And you know, it could be an issue for some junior leagues here in the States, the North American League specifically, who may or may not be able to, you know, kids are now going to go to college instead of going to the North American League. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to go play major junior instead of sticking around to play in the North American League. So. We'll see what happens. And then those major junior teams, they, you know, they may not be able to offer that scholarship money that, you know, the way it works right now is for every year that you play major junior hockey, they'll pay for 1 year of your college. So if you play 4 years major junior, you get 4 years of your college paid for by the junior team.
And they may have to back off on some of that.
They may have to back off on a lot of that if, because now, especially, you know, the way it worked, the kids that played major junior under that rule right now, they can only go to Canadian colleges because they weren't eligible to go play at American colleges.
Yep.
And now the floodgates are going to open, and that could mean a lot more kids are going to go to a lot more college.
Uh-huh.
And that means a lot more scholarship money gets paid out, which they may not have.
They may not be able to fund it. That's right.
So we'll see. So yeah,
it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. That's for sure.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, the latest news or the semi latest news. There's some other stuff coming down the pike. I don't know why we do this, but we'll have a press release regarding the logo for the national tournament coming out soon.
Ooh.
I know. Logo for the men's Division II regionals and probably the locations. I mean, this is a men's Division I podcast. Who cares? Yeah. And
there's
then
other divisions to this?
What's that now?
There's other divisions in this?
Yeah, really. And then a logo regarding the annual meeting in Nashville in May.
Oh,
I
boy.
I kind of want to parse those out. You know, this is just me. I don't know that we get an awful lot of pub on, hey, here's the logo, other than just putting it out. but, hey, you know, the ACHA is, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing, so.
Yeah, keep on keeping on.
And then, hey, it's December. We're recording this on December the 5th, and then about a month from now, we're going to have two teams over in Italy playing for Winter World University Games. So I'm sure we'll have some releases coming out about that event coming up soon as well.
Awesome.
All right, so no new ranking. Everybody's still the same. We still have six teams from the WCHL in the top 25. UNLV is number 6. Utah is number 10. Grand Canyon, 13. Oklahoma is 14. Arizona is 16. And then Missouri State is 23. The computer still says Arizona State is 28. Central Oklahoma, 29. Colorado, 30. Colorado State, 39. And San Diego, 57. So, and we had no games played, which also means the WCHL standings are the same. Utah and Oklahoma right now are tied in the lead with 23 points. UNLV is right on their heels. They have two games in hand, and they're only 2 points behind with 21 points. Then comes Grand Canyon in fourth place, Missouri State in fifth, Central Oklahoma in sixth place. We have Arizona and Arizona State are tied for seventh with 12 points each. Colorado State are tied for ninth with 10 points each, and San Diego State has won last place. They have 0 points.
And how about that? Since no games played, 2 weeks in a row that you got the rankings correct on the on the standings here. How about
What's that little saying? A broken clock is right twice a day?
There you go. By golly, you know, cutting like a diamond here.
The WCHL, the broken clock of ACHA hockey. We'll have to put that on our. We'll have to put that on our on our social media pages.
Yeah, that's right. That's gonna have to go on the stickers that we're gonna get, right?
The stickers. The stickers. You're too funny. All right, Andrew, listen, we've prattled on. This is going to be a quick podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a fast one. We're almost done.
You want to hear some Jules Winfield?
Let's do it.
Let's do it here. Hold on for a second.
Well, he was more than just a coach. He was really a teacher.
Work that puck. That's the way I like it. What the hell? You going to let him stand in here like a... Hold it! Just because you look like the Gimp don't mean you play like the Gimp. Don't let him stand in here and punk you like you patting him on the legs. Give him the gourmet shot. Be a bad motherfucker. Here you go. Let's go. One, drop your glove. Two, catch jersey. Three, over the head. And where I'm from, we call this the Inglewood Jack.
What I say? Inglewood
Jack. That's the way.
Inglewood Jack.
Yeah. Inglewood Jack.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
All right, Chancellor Apper, let's do that hockey. Andrew, I was a little, I wasn't quick enough on the trigger there between the Madison Square Garden air horn and the Inglewood Jack. I'll need to tighten that up next week.
Fast your fingers, right?
You know, I think I'm going to spend the holiday break finding some new clips too. So
there you go.
I've already got some ideas.
Oh boy, we're in trouble now.
Hey, we do have some games this week. This is rivalry week within the WCHL, Andrew. But before we get going, we have one non-conference series.
Oh boy.
Midland from the MCH is coming down to play Missouri State at the Brightspeed Ice Park.
Yeah, what is it? Number 18 versus number 23.
Yeah. Right. What do you think is going to happen there? The Warriors versus the Ice Bears.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say this is going to be a Missouri State sweep.
Ooh, look at you. The people in Springfield, that we only have 11, well, we have 14, maybe we have 16 listeners now, Andrew. But I think a good portion of them are in Springfield.
That's right.
We know that we have a couple in Salt Lake City. We have a couple out in Phoenix. And we know that we have His Holiness himself in Rome. And then the rest, I think, are all in Springfield.
Could be.
So they're going to be happy that you're calling for a Missouri State sweep over Midland.
I think so, yeah. Finish off the semester strong and move into January, right?
There you go. Look at you. The WCHL podcast, Andrew. You know your audience.
Oh, boy.
This isn't the MCH podcast.
That's right.
All right. And then we get into five series. We have some conference series. Utah travels to San Diego.
So what is this? Number 10, Utah traveling to 50-some-odd San Diego State.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's how many goals Utah will score, 50-some-odd?
I was going to say, this ought to be, hopefully Utah doesn't fall into the San Diego trap, but yeah, this should be all Utah this weekend.
All right, and then the other series that doesn't involve your in-state rival, it's Grand Canyon at UNLV. What a monstrous series this is going to be.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Number 13, Grand Canyon at number 6, UNLV, right?
Yep, and it's not playing at midnight, so it's regular ACHA rules apply. Lopes and Rebels.
I know. I'm struggling here, but I think this is going to be a split.
Ooh, I like it. A split.
It's going to be a split. Grand Canyon's played some tough teams. So they're ready for something like this.
They have, and I think they're going to be primed. We'll see. I mean, UNLV so far has risen to the occasion.
They have.
And they're finding out. They found out last year, and they're finding out again this year that when you're at the top of the heap, you've got a target on your back, and everyone's bringing their A game.
That's right.
They took care of Utah when Utah came to them. And let's see what happens with Grand Canyon. You know Grand Canyon is going to hopefully be playing their best.
Yeah, you know, the thing that stinks is for the rest of these teams is UNLV kind of got snake bit by Arizona State earlier in the semester, right?
Yeah.
So kind of opened their eyes, and they've been like gangbusters ever since. So
Well, hey, it stinks for the other teams, but it doesn't stink for UNLV.
Doesn't stink for UNLV, but it stinks for everybody else, right?
Yeah,
they got their wake-up call early.
You just got to hope that UNLV, or Grand Canyon's just got to hope that UNLV is full of turkey legs and still trying to recover from their big Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, recover from the F1 race and big Thanksgiving break and all that, right?
All right, but so officially, you're calling a split.
A split. Officially a split on the books.
Going out on a limb there, Andrew, I think.
Yes.
If we have any listeners in UNLV, they'll be upset.
That's all right. That's all right. I can tell them where the email is to send all the hate mail.
That's right. It's at hate.mail@wchlpodcast.com/Andrew.
That's right.
Send it all there to hate.mail@wchlpod.com/Andrew, and that'll get directly to Andrew's file 13.
It sure will.
All right, the other series are traditional conference foes, in-state foes. It's the old school WCHL traditional. It's the what do we call it? The charter members are going at it.
The charter members are going at it.
Colorado State and Colorado are playing a home-and-home series on Friday night. They'll be in Boulder on Saturday night. They'll be in Fort Collins at Epic. What do you think there, Rams and Buffs, Andrew?
I don't see any reason to change my opinion on this. I think it's going to be a split, and I think home team defends their home ice.
There you go. All right. Very good. Very good. Traditionally, it's been the other way around. The away team they split, but the away team has won.
But you're
saying the home team will win this go-round. Yeah,
I think they take care of home ice.
We have a unique situation with this next one because it's Oklahoma and Central Oklahoma, but they share the same home ice. UCO will be the home team, designated home team on Friday. And OU will be the designated home team on Saturday, even though it's the same dang rink.
Same rink. And this is a little intriguing. And you can jog my memory if I'm wrong here.
Uh-oh.
But this is going to be the first time in many years that Oklahoma is the higher ranked team coming into this matchup, is it not?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. This is going to be the first time in probably 10 years.
6 years? 10 years? It's been a while, right?
That
UCO has been the lower ranked team.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen here?
With that being said, I think it's going to be a split.
Really?
We know rivalry game, and we've seen this thing firsthand many a times, right?
Yep.
The UCO will be ready to play. They've got, 13 kids?
13.
That can actually play. So, I could see them jumping on them Friday and then pulling one out.
There you go. And in front of their rabid fans, UCO always has a nice, big, rowdy fan base that shows up, especially for their games against Oklahoma.
Especially for this one, yes.
Yeah, so Andrew's calling for a split with UCO winning on Friday night and OU winning on Saturday. And then the last series, it's Arizona State at Arizona for two games. In these games, I don't think they count for the conference standings. I don't think they do. I think it's the last series. They play six times down in Tucson, and I do not believe that these games count in the conference standings. They count for the ACHA, but not for WCHL purposes.
I think Arizona sweep.
Arizona sweep. Wow.
Arizona sweep. Right. So I'm going with. It's my gut.
All right. Well, is that your big back gut talking?
That's right. My big back gut.
All right.
Got me.
So there we go. Missouri State's going to sweep Midland, according to Andrew. Utah is going to sweep San Diego State. Arizona will sweep Arizona State. And then we're going to have splits between UCO and Oklahoma, between Colorado and Colorado State, and between Grand Canyon and UNLV.
Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank. All right. Well, there you go. Well, that's kind of interesting. Andrew, anything else? I mean, we don't have any old games to talk about. We don't have any.
Yeah,
we just went through the new games and made some predictions. There's no games in progress tonight as the games in progress were we're already done. It was Adrian smoked the ever-loving crap out of somebody. It was like 8-1, I believe, was the score. They played Toledo.
Toledo.
Come on. I mean.
Toledo.
Toledo. Give me a break. And then the other game was tonight. We don't have a score on that one just yet. Purdue Northwest and Roosevelt.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a barn burner.
Well, yeah, it sounds like here. Let me take a quick look and see if we have an update from Purdue Northwest. Oh, there it is. 4-0. Roosevelt loses to Purdue Northwest. So
barn burner.
Two just absolute, you know,
snooze fest.
Snooze fest is right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Call it the way it is. Right.
Yeah. Andrew, what else do we have to talk about? Anything special?
I think we've almost just beat this thing up. Haven't we?
Close. Andrew, I've got a couple of things to gritch about, and then I have a question for you.
Oh boy. All right.
Andrew, we're talking tonight on December the 5th, 2024. The season is, almost at the halfway point.
Yeah.
The fall semester is one, maybe two weekends for most teams, one or two weekends from being completed. I want to remind you, we have 72 teams playing right now in men's Division I.
Nice, wholesome number.
How many, as we sit here on December the 5th, how many of those teams have not turned in their fall 2024 eligibility sheet?
Oh, out of 72?
Yes.
You got to think probably, I'm going to say five.
Ooh, Andrew, had we done this podcast last week, you would have been right on the money, but we had one come in on Monday, and so now we're down to four.
You know, four was on the tip of my tongue.
I heard it too. I heard it. I was like, oh, he's going to get it. And then you went five. I heard the four and then I heard five. Andrew, it just blows my mind. It blows my mind. The semester is almost over and we still have four teams that haven't turned in their eligibility sheet, which if you'll remember, they're due when? Before your first game or October 31st at the latest.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was told it was due before you stepped on the ice for the first game.
Oh, it blows my mind. And hey, I'm the deputy commissioner. I'm the person who is, you know, responsible for reviewing and getting these things. But we have sent messages to these guys. I mean, we have led them to the water. They just, for whatever reason, they haven't drunk them yet. None of the teams are from the WCHL.
Well, good. That's good.
And hey, none of the teams now are from the B conference either.
Nice.
The one that came in on Monday was this last straggler from the B conference.
Nice.
So we've got four outliers that I can really bitch and moan about.
You know, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, right?
They're going to turn the eligibility sheet in, and then it's going to be the spring, and then we got to deal with spring.
You got to do it all over again.
Oh, and then, I mean, heaven forbid, we have a player who's played this fall who was ineligible, and then we've got to issue sanctions, whether it's in terms of forfeits or fines or both.
Mm-mm-mm.
I cannot believe it. So, you know what else I can't believe, crazy. Andrew? It's 20 days away from Christmas.
We're 20 days away from Christmas.
And I know that you've had your Christmas lights up since September.
Yeah.
My lovely bride has discovered a Christmas station on her car radio.
Oh boy! Satellite,
Holly. Yes, channel 79. Oh, yeah. I think it is.
Oh yeah, 71. What is it? Holiday Traditions, maybe. I think is the name of it.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's in the 70s on the satellite radio. Mm-hmm. Andrew, I'm here to ask you a question. Give me. I know you're big into Christmas. Like I said, you've had your Christmas decorations up since September. Give me your top three Christmas songs. The three that come to mind almost immediately.
The top three. You know, I try to avoid the Christmas songs as much as I can.
Yeah.
But the one that pops in my mind is the Christmas song That is to the tune of Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one is it? I think you led us on to it.
Uh-oh. Here, let me do some digging here. Ozzy Osbourne, Christmas Carol.
Yeah, because there's two of them.
Yeah.
It's Crazy Train. It's set to Crazy Train.
Here, I'll ask for Crazy Train too. Let me see what it comes at. Christmas Train. Oh, geez. Let's see. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if this works. Whoop. I'm getting an advertisement. You gotta love YouTube now. Here, skip.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, let's see here. Do I want to miss out on my family trial of YouTube Premium? Man, this is high quality stuff right here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Cutting like a diamond.
Cutting like a diamond is right. All right, here. Let's get some. Let's see if we can't get some. Oh, you know what? This will help us out. Not only do I have to turn it up on my computer, I got to turn it up on my little mixer.
Onboard! Ha, 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 ha.
I don't think this is it.
No, I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah,
it's called Christmas Train, but I don't think that's it. I'll have to do some more digging.
Can you turn it on? You turned me onto it last year.
Here, you know what? Hold on. Let's see. I found yet another one. Let's see if this one works for you. This one's called Crazy Train Christmas Cover by Munson Music Live. I don't think that's it either. That sounds like it's recorded at the bottom of a well. Jeez. What is going on with this?
All right.
So that's the one that comes to mind for you. It's the Ozzy Osbourne Christmas Crazy Train parody.
Yep. That's the one. Okay. That's the one. And then, I always like the, it's a little odd off the wall, but I always like Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer.
Okay. Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer. Yeah.
Really, I get bludgeoned from the day after Halloween when they start playing Christmas music. Every time I get in the car with my wife.
Really?
I get bludgeoned with the Christmas music. So yeah, I kind of tune it out at this point.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to do some lickety split. Let's see if I can't get this up here. Whoop! I want to pause that one, and because I've got three songs that come to me. The first one, Andrew, is and see, you would think, because when I was talking earlier to our friend who is going to celebrate a birthday, I was asking about, you know, her Christmas predictions and her Christmas stuff. And I asked, you know, Mariah Carey. She was like, oh, no, that's awful. Oh, that's so old. Yeah. And then I asked about Andy Williams or Burl Ives. And, you know, I could tell she wrinkled her nose at that one.
Mm.
But this one is, I hope it plays. Let's see if this plays without, let's see if this one plays without any advertisements at first. So. There we go. Run DMC Christmas in Hollis. Here we go.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my god, an ill reindeer.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's some good stuff there, Andrew. So that would be my number one.
There you go.
I have another one that I did hear on the satellite radio the other day. I know. Let's see if this works. Oh, yikes. This is taking forever. Come on, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. I love this. Bah Humbug. This is taking forever to get going. I didn't realize the song was so damn long. There's no rapping going on here. This is just music. Here we go.
Bah Humbug, that's too strong, 'cause it is my favorite holiday.
Yeah, it's my favorite holiday too.
Your Bah Humbug was like 20 seconds too early.
I'm telling you what, what in the world was I thinking here? So anyway, so that was one and two, and then I guess I'm glad I did this because I found number three, and there's a friggin' ad in front of it. Oh, I hate these ads. So this other one is this is a personal favorite. Whoop. I guess it's still going.
You really like The Waitresses.
I do like The Waitresses. Yeah, all right, get out of here, Waitresses. Here's one. It's by a friend of the pod, all the way from Leeds, England. It's a friend. He used to help us out with the introduction way back when we played a little Swedish metal to open up our little craptastic show.
We might have to get back to some Swedish metal to open it up.
Yeah, we might have to. But he's put something out. It's called "We Made It to Christmas." This is our friend Chris Catalyst.
I kick off the sleigh and I put up my feet in my home. It might not be much, but the red bricks stand tough in the storm. With the forecast indistinct, I pour another drink and silently sing that we made it to Christmas again.
There we go. We made it to Christmas again.
The tree isn't real, but the fire and the fields are alive.
I like how he talks about pouring himself another drink. I'm like, yeah, Chris, that's my kind of guy right there.
There we go. That's what
get
we're talking
Christmas
about.
Drinking. So those are my top three. Run DMC with a little Christmas and Hollis. I always enjoy that one. The Waitresses with some Christmas wrapping, and then our good buddy, the podcast buddy, Chris Catalyst with "We Made It to Christmas."
We made it.
Yeah, what a relief! Now we just got to make it through Christmas.
Just make it through it. Yes.
So, all right, Andrew, do you have any great plans for the weekend? Are you going to go see some hockey? Are you going to go do some Christmas shopping? I understand you might be doing some more birthday celebrating, but do you have anything else in addition to birthday celebrating that you're doing?
You know what? Me and the little man are gonna be living the bachelor life on Saturday night.
So, yeah.
You know, him and I might go find some trouble to get into.
Gonna take him out to the strip club like Al Bundy and you know, bring him over to Night Trips or Sugars or the Red Dog or something.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, indoctrinate him in the ways of early manhood.
That's right.
I mean, this is the same guy who's handing out ammunition for Halloween and hanging deer carcasses from the local basketball hoops while we do some field dressing.
You know, I'm sitting here. I've got half my setup sitting on top of my gun safe right now as we're recording this podcast. So, you know,
sitting in the closet. Let's remember.
That's right.
So going to be some male bonding is what it sounds like.
Yeah, me and the little man. We'll see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Very good. Very good.
The girls are going to be birthdaying it up. So, yeah, the boys are going to go be boys, I think.
Andrew, I'm going to ask you, because one of the parts of your birthday celebration is going to be crumble cookies.
Oh.
Have you ever, Andrew, are there any other cookie places in the world that you have partaken in?
I'm not a big partaker of the cookie, so I have not had crumble cookie.
Yeah. Have you had insomnia cookies?
I have not.
Okay. Because I've had crumble, obviously. I am officially a big back. but I've had crumble and I've had insomnia, and I have to say I much prefer insomnia to crumble.
Yeah, I have not had either. Crumble, so I cannot weigh in on this argument.
Crumble is kind of dry, and the Insomnias are just very, very good. Andrew, have you partaken in something called Nothing Bundt Cakes?
You know what? That is another thing that I have not partaken in.
Andrew, I'm quickly finding out that you do not have a sweet tooth like I do. Your back is not as big as my back.
I do not have a sweet tooth. That is right.
Nothing Bundt Cakes clearly kicks Insomnia and Crumble all over the place. Are there any sweet places that that you do partake in, like say Jenny's ice cream or any hoity-toity bougie type dessert places?
I am not afraid to go to Bahama Bucks and get a snow cone in the middle of wintertime.
Okay.
I am a big partaker in the Dairy Queen blizzards.
Yeah.
And I am a big connoisseur of the cherries, pecans, and cream or buttered pecan from Brahms.
Oh my gosh, Andrew, how can we continue this podcast? Cherry, what did you say that was? Cherry something and pecan?
Cherries, pecans, and cream.
And then the other one was buttered pecan?
Buttered pecan.
Pecans are only made to be put into pies.
Mm-mm.
No? You're putting them in ice cream.
Putting it in ice cream. Oof. And you can also roast them with sugar, and they're good, too.
Now, hey, that's okay. All right. Fair point. Bucky's and the cinnamon butter roasted pecans or whatever. You win. I will concede that point. In ice cream, I don't know that I could go for that one. All right.
It's delish.
Well, obviously, we can tell Christmas desserts are on the mind. And I get the pleasure of going out to the theater again tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I get to go see a local production of Rent.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, at the university.
At the local university here in town. That should be exciting. I'm eager to see if the kids can do it better than the touring Broadway production. Or if the kids can do it better than the actual Broadway production that we've also seen. So it's a good music, and hopefully a good time will be had by at least me and the boss.
Now we know, I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there.
Yes.
That there used to not be a Thursday night or a Friday that you weren't banging the door down ready to go to a local hockey rink or jump in the car and go watch some young guys play and talk to them and all that stuff.
You make this sound kind of creepy, Andrew. You're making it kind of sound very pervy.
But now here we are, fast forward to 2024, and you're talking about going on a Friday night to local Broadway productions and all of this.
Yes. My how times have changed. And I would prefer not to, as I've gotten older, I prefer not to be amongst crowds and not to be amongst crazed individuals. And I also prefer not to stand for 3.5 hours.
Fair point.
So, yes, while I may be in attendance at a hockey game this weekend, I will not be in attendance at 2 hockey games this weekend, and I will definitely not be standing around for 3.5 hours. I might have to bring a portable commissioner's corner with me.
Oh, Lord. There you go.
I saw one of those things, like the golfers use when they it's like a cane, but
that has a little seat on it.
And you just plop it down. It's got a little tripod like your dog's legs. And you can just sit on it. So I might have to swing by the local sporting goods store and get that little golf cane and
there you go.
Use that to sit up amongst the glass. I just honestly, with the setup that they have at the Arctic Edge, it's very, very nice when there are when it's not an Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma game. Yeah, it's just too packed for my liking, and I'm not going to go stand and lean on the glass for 3.5 hours.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, well, obviously you did because you just made fun of me. but hey, I'm not going to apologize. So, I'll enjoy a little bit of Rent and some Broadway performance, and then I can come back and watch the remainder of the games. And yeah, then we'll have our traditional crappy podcast after that.
Maybe before the season ends, you know, maybe you can turn in your pass and you can get your cojones back out of the purse and borrow them back for the night and we can go watch a hockey game or so.
Says the guy who's in the closet right now. Says the guy who's taken the little princess to a birthday weekend. Yes, Mr. Crumble.
I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, you are. You're the main attraction is what it is.
Yeah, I'm just along for the ride.
Oh, geez. All right, hey, let's get out of here. We appreciate everybody listening. We hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. We hope everybody's safe and everybody has a big back because you're full of turkey and pie and stuffing and whatever else you ate. We appreciate your support of the ACHA and your support of WCHL hockey and the student athletes that play this game that we love so much. And, we appreciate you listening to, me and Andrew prattle on here for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, we want everybody to be safe at the hockey rink. And if you end up seeing me at the theater, please stop me and say hello. And if you see Andrew at Crumble Cookies or at the local swimming pool, please stop him and say hello. Otherwise, Andrew, I think it's time for us to. I got to make sure I hit the right button. Got to make sure. Let's get the heck out of here.
Yeah, let's skedaddle.
All right. Follow us on social medias. You know where they are. I'm not going to repeat it because I'm going to hit the button and get out of here. Andrew, it is all yours.
Let's get out of here. Everybody have a great time watching some fantastic hockey this weekend. Take care of each other, and we will catch you on the flip side.